This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628. Channel Africa is your information station. The African perspective.
You know, I can't believe how much I got a good laugh and a giggle over Benjamin's story speaking about how he got a credit card for a girl when he was younger. It had 5,000 rand limit and he just used it to spend money on this girl. And you know what? Even though this is a funny story, it's actually not something that only happens to Benjamin. People put themselves in debt for so many different reasons. And I guess that's why debt has such a bad reputation. Every time you think about the word debt, you think about the fact that, yeah, people have been left stranded. People have made bad decisions. People have put themselves in debt for others or for things that are not quite necessary in their life. And they end up not being able to pay it back. But what if I told you that it's not all doom and gloom when it comes to a debt? Is debt a financial superpower? Can it be? Can debt be good in any way? So we're talking about this morning, whether or not there is such a thing called good debt and how you can use debt to manage your finances or even leverage your wealth. We have on the line with us economist Amanda Fitchin to help us unpack this one. Amanda, thank you so much for your time. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you again.
It's good to have you back, Amanda. It has definitely been a while, but it's great to chat to you once again. Well, I had a good laugh from Benjamin's story, and I'm pretty sure so many people have stories that are similar of getting themselves in debt and, you know, not being able to get themselves out or getting themselves in debt for the wrong reasons. Could this be the reason why debt has such a bad reputation?
The term debt refers to an obligation to pay somebody else. And so I think that's part of the reason why it has a bad reputation, that you owe somebody, whether it be a bank or a person, some money. So that would probably be why most people see debt as a bad thing, because the owing part of the debt. Also, debt usually carries some form of interest rate. So you have to pay off the what we call principal on the debt, plus a monthly or yearly interest. And so debt costs money. And so that's the negative side to it. But just as you say, there is an upside to debt.
Absolutely. You know what? I just remembered that Benjamin is not the only person I should be laughing at. I should laugh at myself too, because I remember when I started working, I got myself into debt. I bought a cell phone on contract.
Oh, that is the
which was
worst
such a
thing.
Bad decision. Oof. And you know what happened? Only a month after, my phone was stolen. Oh, so I was left with the debt of paying a phone that I didn't even have
it
anymore.
It was not insured.
It wasn't even insured. Wow. So I've made some bad financial decisions as well at a younger age. And of course, we live and learn. But let's speak about that living and learning era. Is there a way that we can learn to use debt more positively?
Definitely. And that's the thing that needs the learning. And it adds, one of the positive things of using debt is to enhance your education. So it's not a bad thing to get into debt with a student loan, because one would assume that you're using your student loan to get educated, to upskill yourself. And then once you've done your studies, you can use the extra that you earn from being higher skilled to pay off your debt.
True.
So that's one form of good debt.
Okay.
A positive debt is any debt that you use, or good debt, is used to acquire things that are going to help you earn more in the future. They can be used, the skills or the assets that you acquire can be used to generate income, and that is good debt.
I see. So definitely not a cell phone or a credit card for your girlfriend, but ways in which you can, but ways that which you can improve yourself and actually end up making more money. Let's, you know, look deeper at the notion of good debt. It's not something that people have associated with the word good with the word debt. How do we actually sum it up? What is good debt?
So good debt is any debt that's used to acquire investments. And those investments are used to generate income. And there are other characteristics behind good debt. But as a basis, you use debt, you acquire a loan in order to perhaps buy a motor scooter if you're going to be a pizza parlor. Mm. And so you need the motor scooter to deliver the pizzas. Or you acquire a student loan to complete a course on plumbing so that you could become a plumber and earn income as a plumber.
I see.
That kind of debt is good debt. You can also, so versus, for example, buying a fancy car that's just going to look good while you drive around in it.
Mm.
And other forms of bad debts are credit card debt. Where you're just overspending, in effect. You don't have enough cash, so you use your credit card and you pay the bank interest on your credit card to spend more than you would otherwise be able to during months.
Yeah.
But it depends what... So good and bad debt depends on what you're spending your money on.
On the Move, weekdays, 9 a.m. to midday. Only on Channel Africa. Hashtag On The Move.
It is our Money Matters feature today, and we're looking at how can you use debt as a financial superpower. I'm intrigued in that. I know that a lot of entrepreneurs and businessmen and collectives know how to do this very well, especially when it comes to investing in a money-making project. We've got Amanda Fitchin. We haven't spoken to her in a while, so it's great to have her in our conversation today. Amanda, how do you do that? How do you actually consolidate, the fact that, okay, I've got a good credit record. I want to start maybe a property investment project. Let me get into finding out what I can do in terms of getting a loan from a bank to start off this particular project. Would that be seen as a good investment?
The thing that one needs to understand is that debt and different types of debt carry different costs, different interest rates. Your most expensive debt in South Africa is probably your credit card, has a very high interest rate.
Really?
As do overdrafts.
Okay.
There's their highest risk. Hmm. In all lending, it's risk and return. You know, so
sure.
the biggest risk is that for credit cards, it's easy to spend and then not to repay. So banks make it expensive because they can. Your home loan is probably your lowest interest rate because it's the most negotiable. And also your loan is fairly stable because whoever offers you the loan has the collateral in your house. It can always sell your house mm-hmm. to recoup the debt.
Mm-hmm.
So those are more secured loans, and so the interest rate is lower. So what they mean by consolidating your debt is if you've had a home loan and you've had it for a while and you've paid off some of your home loan, you could then ask the home loan company to advance you something against that which you've already paid off. And you use that money to pay off your credit card. So you wipe out expensive debt and then you carry on with cheaper debt. That's mm-hmm. a form of debt consolidation.
Mm. And then let's say you want to just start a business and get a loan from a bank. Is that good debt?
Well, it depends what you're going to use the loan for. If you're going to use the loan to build a building and put in a let's take a property development company as an example. That's what you're going to start. You buy a piece of land and you go to the bank and you say, I've bought this piece of land. Will you lend me some money to build the houses on this land? And that's the easiest way to turn debt into capital, because the bank will lend you money on the back of, usually they expect you to have some sales against the houses that you're going to be building. So you would go to the market and say, we're starting this development and there'll be 8 houses, and you get 4 of your friends to buy the houses, and you lend against some certain sales. And so then you can, I'm sure you can think of lots of people that have made a lot of money doing that type mm-hmm. of turning over. So it depends what you're lending for. The banks will never lend to you for consumption spending, and let's just talk about that. And that's part of the problem in South Africa. We tend to be doing too much consumption spending and not investment spending or savings. Consumption spending is money that you'll spend once gone. Mm-hmm. So to pay salaries, mm-hmm. to put fuel in the car, and so on, to buy the raw materials if you're owning a pizza place.
Okay.
The banks don't tend to want to lend against that, because if you get into trouble and you've paid your salaries, they've got nothing to hold against. Because any lending entities are in business to make money, charging you interest on your loan and getting your loan paid back.
Mm. Is it possible that good debt can become bad debt, Amanda?
Yes, it can be, especially if you start to fall behind on your good debt.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a house as an example. A house is a very good debt, because you can go to a bank or a lending institution and you can borrow by the house. And as long as you keep up with your payments over time, eventually you'll have an asset that belongs to you. But if you get behind on your payments, or in fact you don't make your payments, the bank will come and take your asset from you.
Mm.
And usually they take the asset, and even if they sell it for much more than what it's worth, they'll just clear your debt for you, and all the payments that you've made up until that time will have been lost, that value gets lost. So it's in that kind of default that you do lose out, where good debt becomes bad. So that's why it's always a good idea to negotiate with your banks and say, I'm going through a hard time. Very often they allow you just to pay the interest until you're back on an even keel,
mm-hmm.
or they give you some break in it, because, as we've said before, banks don't really want to have lots of houses that they've repossessed, because they sell them, and that's not their main core business in repossessing and selling homes. They'd rather be lending to you for you to stay happily in your home and mm-hmm. pay them their loan with interest.
Absolutely. You know, let's wrap it up in a way in which we try to understand good debt. Because most people don't know how to draw that particular line. You've defined it very elaborately at the beginning with Palesa as we started this conversation. But what are the key things that you think people should be aware of, before taking a good debt out? Do you think it's important for them to at least have some form of kind of employment, or at least have a little bit of a possibility in which they know how they're going to be able to pay that good debt?
The first thing is that no lending or institution will give you debt if there isn't a balance sheet against which it can lend.
Mm-hmm.
And people that are in their own businesses nowadays will find it extremely difficult to lend at a bank, because banks want a salary slip. And if you don't have a salary slip, then however rich you are, they're not going to give you a loan. So if you can pay it back side, you don't really need to worry about. The banks will have done their due diligence on that. It's what you spend it on. How much value is your loan going to be creating for you in the longer term? And value doesn't necessarily need to be rands and cents.
Yeah.
Value can also be the fact that you own your own home.
So a quality of life as well?
Garden. Exactly. Mm-hmm. The quality of life, there's a value attached to that. You own your own home, you can sell it later on to upgrade to another suburb or to another home.
Mm-hmm.
You've got collateral. So it's really it's how you spend the loan that actually counts. And the valuation on it, the banks will do it. They're very, and in tough times like there is worldwide now,
mm-hmm.
Banks are very sticky with loans.
Mm.
So your best bet on a loan is a home loan. Don't overextend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Get your home loan and dutifully pay it off. You're creating wonderful value there, because houses generally increase in value. They don't decrease in value. And so you'll always be able to, when times are tough, you can sell your home, maybe rent for a while and go back. But it's what you do with the debts that ultimately counts.
Thank you so much, Amanda. It's always cool speaking to you. You always give wisdom when it comes to the world of economics. Thank you for joining us. It's been a while. It's good to speak to you once again.
Thank you, Benjamin. Bye-bye.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.